Hello, and welcome to the third recording of my allegedly live chat, which, as ever, is always a few minutes late. So I'm starting this at 6:43, which means I'll get my first complaint at 5:01, and it'll upload, because it takes ages to sort of process the data, but it'll upload probably about 5:10. Hard to be cheery this week. And for the first time, I'm just going to do a little monologue at the beginning, just to explain what has happened, what I think is important, and where I think we go from here. So we finally admitted the rape gangs. And I think that is the term that we use, because many of us were aware of bits of this, and lots of true heroes, and I'm not trying to pretend I'm one, because I'm generally not that brave, but a lot of true heroes were trying to bring this to our attention. It's fair to say we have had a lot of prosecutions, and this is how a lot of it has come out. I think what really tipped everything over the wagon this week was the transcript from Oxford, which is so traumatic. I mean, I just don't mind admitting I cry at this stuff. I can't deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want it to be true. Don't really want to live in a world where this is true. This is not how grown men treat innocent children. We look after them. We might get told off for buying them sweets and give them some cut-up cucumber and hummus. This is not what we do. We make sure if they're crossing the road that they're holding someone's hand. If they're in danger, we run to protect them. If there's a lunatic running towards them, we run towards the lunatic. That is what I think grown men do. So I know it's very traumatic for everybody. I'm not going to claim some special upset, but I'm glad that the whole nation now seems to be awake to this. I think we must thank Elon. I don't know how you get around that, but there are huge numbers of others to be thanked. I'm aware that one languishes in prison, and that's a very, very difficult topic for me. I've talked before about a very difficult topic still for me. Not for me personally, but because I'm expected to behave in certain ways, and that's going to be a recurring theme of today. What I want to get out of all this is not the horror and the outrage. The criminal prosecutions must continue, and thankfully there are people in prison. What needs to happen now is that we need to get a proper investigation into why. Why did everybody fail? Because if this were the 17th century and this had happened, we could all go, oh, well, you know, it's just what happens to poor people. That's what happens. But we're the 21st century. We've got a developed social services system. We've got a police force everywhere. We've got teachers everywhere. We've got a whole safeguarding infrastructure allegedly built up over, you know, at least 80 years of caring about this sort of stuff. Why did it all fail? And not just why did it all fail one place. So there is one place we should name, which is Oldham. Oldham is having its own investigation, which is a very bad idea. That was the idea of a Labour council. So the good people of Oldham got rid of them. And the new council asked the government, can we have an inquiry that's independent, please? Because we don't trust any of these staff members. Because some, not because we dislike them all, but because some of them were obviously involved or possibly involved. So they asked the government for that. And the Labour government says, no, that's Jess Phillips. That's why I think she needs to resign. They obviously need an independent inquiry, but I've seen maps of where these atrocities have occurred in our country, and we clearly need an investigation into every single one of them. We need to very seriously be investigating, and that might be criminal investigation, but if I call for a criminal investigation of an individual, I've gone too far. Remember, I act within rules myself. I can't act like just a shock jock. That's just, it's not possible. It's not me. But there are potential criminal offences that may have been committed by a variety of job titles, politicians, police officers, social workers, teachers, connected public sector officials. There are then a range of what we call civil offences that may have been committed. So if a doctor is trying terribly hard, but actually is rubbish at their job, and they end up killing your relative, then we don't call them a murderer. we say that they negligently caused the death, and it's still bad, it's still wrong. There is then what we call a compensation. So there's compensation payable. And if these children can get compensation, then I am all for that. There was one awful case where a child did get compensation, and then the bad people were basically allowed to nick it off them. So again, really, 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 I think need root and branch reform of our police. I would like this to be a sea change moment in our country where we start to work out what our priorities are. And to me, the priorities are not keeping a load of useless people in public sector employment. The priority is protecting our children. The priority is not demonizing any particular community, but that is so secondary to first you protect the kids. I mean, this is just utter garbage. The idea that the rather patronizing idea that ordinary people might somehow kick off is just pathetic. They've been victim of this for years. What we need is a functioning state. So I've called for an inquiry. Alicia Kearns called for one, and very specifically, she said, which I forgot because I can't think everything through. She said it needs to be time limited, which is absolutely right. And I think we need to encourage investigations by police forces so the two can run in tandem. There's a bit of a myth that you can't run them in tandem, but they just don't need to chat to each other, but they can. There's no reason why they can't happen at the same time. That's perfectly fine. It's only the people who like to try and slow things down who say things like that. No. But we need somebody absolutely serious to be fundamentally accountable for this. That's how I think this will change. We get one person and we say, this is your job to run this inquiry. We know a certain number of people need to be sacked. We know a certain number of people need to be fined. We suspect a certain number of people need to be in prison. Can you please find them for us now? And then they need to go off and they need to have a system. They'll need a staff. They'll need a structure. They'll need to take it through the court in due process. Nobody is saying that these people are not entitled to the courts in due process. But we need an inquiry now. Now, on to the questions. I picked out two that relate to the grooming gangs specifically, as it seemed a good segue. Mike, is there a legal reason why the term grooming gangs is overwhelmingly used in journalistic circles? Rape gangs should be used by all commentators now. Grooming gangs doesn't reflect the gravity. Now, so I posted a tweet about how I was deeply upset about the rape gangs. And then next morning, I posted one saying how we needed inquiry into the grooming gangs. And I didn't put much thought into the differentiation of those words, because to me, grooming is particularly awful. I spent 5 years as a governor of a primary school. So to me, grooming of a child is a term I'm very familiar with. I've come around to the idea that some people are using it to downplay the rape gangs. So if you notice my postings from now on, I am going to start using just rape gangs. I think there's a value in clear language always. There's no need to muddy the water. There's no benefit for saying grooming gangs when you can very clearly say rape gangs. So it wasn't, when I use grooming, it wasn't for any conscious or technical reason. It's just me tapping away. I'm now going to use rape gangs. The one that really pushed me over the edge was a tweet by a man it will become very apparent I do not care for, which is probably not terribly professional of me, but I do not care for him, called Nazir Afzal, who posted today, for those of you suggesting a national public inquiry into so-called grooming gangs will deliver accountability. So, first of all, it's badly written because he's forgotten the word that. Secondly, what he's doing there is just deflecting. Nobody is suggesting that. And this is one of the tricks that they use in order to control people. It's like, oh, you can't suggest that I arrest all oranges. Nobody suggested arresting all the oranges. Maybe people suggested not allowing children to be raped. You loon. So the first part of it, I mean, that's just exactly the people who write tweets like this, I just hate them. But then he went on, and in the quote I said, he called them so-called grooming gangs. Just, they're not so-called. We've had loads of prosecutions. I mean, sure, this is why I'll call them rape gangs. And I will never call them so-called, because they exist. And this is That was my, I may have lost my temper. I may have sent a rude tweet. Oh, well, these things happen. He really pushed me over the edge, Mike. And I think I take that point now. Let's just all call them rip gangs. Let's not. And you know what? When they change the language, they're usually only doing it because they want to obscure. They want to hide things. I've long suspected that the reason that anti-Semitism is called anti-Semitism and not just called Jewish anti-Jewish racism or just racism is because the people who are racist against Jews want to cause maximum confusion and want to sort of subtly imply that that type of racism isn't as bad as all the others. I just keep a real eye on the people who change words. They are dodgy, and maybe you're all right to be awake to it, and maybe I should have paid more attention. Kathleen, I once had an auntie, Kathleen. This guy's defense of the lack of need of public inquiry is something. Ah, you're talking about Nazir. Yes, I agree. Yeah, boils my blood. His claim that only one prosecution has ever happened as a result is utter nonsense. Even if it's not nonsense, is wrong. I mean, just the argument, Kathleen, is that because we've been completely unable to hold civil servants to account before, we should completely fail to hold civil servants to account again. This is how I imagine he talks. Because these people are just bureaucrats. They're just the state. They're just the system. They don't seem to have an ounce of humanity in them. This man, by the way, once tried to claim credit for prosecuting those so-called gangs. Just how he can boast. The sheer brass neck of it all, Kathleen, is sometimes just too much to bear. The Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry is ongoing. Good. Arrested and made. Good. Staff are already in jail years ago following the curlew. I think that's curlew. I'll get in trouble. It's a Scottish word. In Scotland, recommendations are important, but resources are needed and they don't get put in place. Just hold people to bloody account. We can do it. And for years now, the resounding cry of the British civil service and the British technocracy has been, you can't. Well, we can. And you know what? We need to start saying we can and start saying we're gonna. Because this needs to happen. People write to your MPs, demand an inquiry. I don't care who your MP is. I don't care if you think that they're going to ignore them. Write to your MP and demand an inquiry. It doesn't have to be long. I demand an inquiry into the liability, into the complete failure of various public sector workers and politicians to protect these children in these areas. We must have an inquiry into these third party individuals. Not make it very clear. Don't let the Nazir Atal, oh, we don't need an inquiry into the rapists because we know the rape. No, we're not calling for that. We're calling for an inquiry into the people who should have protected. Look, if somebody came and tried to steal my child and rape them, I would punch them in the face, and I would. That's not a euphemism. Because I want to make this very clear. Elon was quite outraged when dads were arrested for trying to protect their kids. Well, you're allowed in law to protect your children. You're allowed in law to protect your property. You're allowed in law to use reasonable force to protect all sorts of things and prevent all sorts of crimes. And what the bad people have been doing, and I've been watching this for years, is try and sow doubt there, try and take that away. Oh, you've gone too far. Oh, you can't really. You should just wait for the police. Don't you intervene yourself. What if you got injured? Shut up. If anybody tried to take my child, fisty-fisty, facey-facey. And that's it. It's not more complicated. It's not more sophisticated. It's called protecting your kids. Okay? So we do need to take action. I think we write to our MPs. I think we try and protect our children as best we can. And I think it really is time. Kathleen, his defense on Starmer makes me sick to my stomach because somebody worked in child protection. Yeah, I know. That's the other thing I always want to make it clear. Some social workers in child protection failed, but they will be the tiny minority. Most people who work in child protection are good. And actually, you should. It's what I do when I. I mentor young people from disadvantaged backgrounds. I will do Oxford interview prep or Cambridge interview prep, Oxford interview prep for the young people because their schools often don't offer it. And because I do it every year, I'm quite useful. But if the child is under 18, I always insist on safeguarding. And usually I get quite a grumpy pushback going, oh, they're nearly 18, or do we really need to be in the room with them? And I talk to the parent and I just say, look, it's not because I think I'm a risk to kids. It's because there are people out there who are a risk to young people. And I don't want them to ever be able to say, oh, they're nearly 18. 16's close enough. I just don't want them to get, just don't give them an excuse. Say, even someone as good as Stephen had to do this and was more than happy to have proper safeguarding put in place. So I'm afraid, Mr. Frankly, a bit dodgy, you have to have it too, whether you like it or not. Okay, thanks, bye. I think that by volunteering to do it, I'm helping to protect kids. And I think good social workers, good child protection officers should be the first, and probably would be, probably hidden by management, but probably would be the first to go, do you know what, that one's failing. That's why I don't think this is a fundamentally hard task. I think if you got the proper person and gave them the right support, they could literally, I know my local council officer, and I would walk in and I know exactly who I talk to. And you just say, tell me, name them. And you take them away privately. No liability, no records. Tell me now. Tell me everything. And you could do that. And that's what I think we need. Anyway, this is, we've got one last one on this from Hillary. What are the chances of bringing to book all those who willfully turned a blind eye to the rape of children? There is no chance if we give in. There is no chance if we stop calling for it. There's no chance if we all fail to write to our MP. There's no chance if I stop banging on about it. There's no chance if Elon stops banging on about it. There's no chance if the human bollard, who's going to give a speech on Monday, which, by the way, I mean, if he causes another riot, can he just not blame any of us? Just go away, you silly man. Anyway, there's a chance he's going to try and cover it all up on Monday, or just say that everyone who cares about the rape of a child is far right, which is probably the single largest definition of far right I've ever known, because I've got lots of lefty friends who care about kids. This, the idea it's a political divide. I mean, if he says that, well, I just... demands are just there we are, worst prime minister of any party ever. But I hope the chances are good, Hillary. I really do, and I'm not going to shut up about this. Right, let's a little bit more positivity. So this lovely message from Anthony, he also sent a video through. Do send things like that through. There are some things I can't comment on, but I am always happy to look at things. Anthony, hi Stephen, I just wanted to express how much I appreciate your Substack. See, this is a recurring theme. We people are lovely. We are the nice people. Oh, by the way, extreme thank you. Big shout out to all the people who've become paid subscribers since last time. There has been a big uptick. That's absolutely great. There's a sale and it ends in 3 days. So people really ought to use a sale. I should probably promote that more. But we're just nice people. You have a knack for turning negatives into constructive discussions. Well, we sort of have to, don't we? Which is especially important in fields like law, where every word and context matters significantly. Yes, but it's also, law is not a cudgel to beat people with. It's a fun thing to engage with. I have been immersed in the study of patent law. Ooh, so not an easy one. Patent law is quite hard. For the last 5 years, it's very technical. Lots of engineering and technical details and maths, things I'm scared of. And I can attest to its complexity, yeah. It's quite the minefield. Maybe one day I'll do a piece explaining how it's sort of part of the legal system, sort of separate. Yeah, probably because they're just so specialist. Anyway, thank you for your inspiring work, and I look forward to more of your thought-provoking words. That's very kind. See, nice. Just loveliness. Purely loveliness. We are all the good people. So if the human bollard calls us far right and tries to imply we're bad people or shame us in any way, just having none of it, we're the good people. We're the nice people who care about kids and who are polite to each other. We're not bad. Jane, why is Starmer allowed to silence Parliament and so that MPs are unable to question him about Southport? There are 2 points here. Starmer's able to do it because the Speaker of the House of Commons is appalling and will do what Starmer says. And I don't think that's unfair to say. The first thing they do, by the way, when I say things which are true is to go, that's terribly unfair of you to say. It's like, well, no, because there was the vote. And he allowed it all to be moved because of the protest outside, and everybody was worried about their Labour constituency. And there have been numerous occasions upon which a minister of the Crown, including the Prime Minister, has misled the House of Commons, and he's done nothing. So, no. It's a bit like when Harriet Harman carried out the most disgraceful trial in our history in hundreds of years, stamped her foot and then demanded that we all pay her respect. And I said, no, respect is earned and the Speaker has failed to earn any respect, in my opinion. You may think of him entirely what you will. The second point is the only important one about Southport, which is that we are all, me included, staying voluntarily as silent as possible, because the last thing anybody needs, I feel he would do this if he were given the slightest chance. He would shut that trial down and go, they can't have a fair trial. I feel he wants to do that, to almost punish us, to teach us far righties a lesson and go, ha ha ha, he can't have a fair trial. Shut the trial down. And they've done it before. They did it with the poor case of the girl who was turned into, I can't even say, the poor girl. That trial was cancelled. So you just don't give them anything to cancel a trial, right? We're just going to watch. We're not so that's why the second point about Southport, and I beg you all, say nothing. He will, if you say the most innocuous thing about it, he will twist it. He doesn't, just don't. Next question. Catmint has pointed out Charlie. So Charlie Bentley Astor, a young lady I find particularly impressive. She is a friend. We see each other at parties. And I think very highly of her. She's very clever, but she's also got her heart in the right place. She went through something truly awful. I advise everybody to watch her Heretics episode. I feel very paternalistic towards her. And yes, my child and I, she's on our prayer list that we pray for because we hope that she hasn't been permanently harmed. In any way, but I think very highly of Charlie. She's got a fierce brain. She's obviously well motivated. She's one to watch and pay attention to. Charlie has just tweeted a point that really irritated me yesterday because I happened to be watching E4, as you do, and they advertise that they've got a documentary coming up on what they call, I mean, it's just so ill-timed, the false grooming allegations. If they had any basic humanity, they would cancel this documentary. They don't. So at 9 p.m. on Tuesday, expect the documentary to air. It will be mostly, you know, this is the thing. This is why not only are they being deeply offensive, not only are they not protecting our children, not only are they coming across as completely lacking in any basic empathy, they're also really boring because we know all of their opinions, absolutely all of them already. The entire thing will be why Tommy Robinson is the worst thing since evil ever. You know, it's just who wants to go through an hour after hour after hour of that? It's just a pointless waste of time. It's just that they're making themselves irrelevant. This is why Channel 4 is in so much financial trouble. You have no audience because you're boring. Okay, if you all knew what I was going to say on this before I said it, you'd probably think I was really dull. Ugh. But yeah, good to flag. I'm glad Charlie's flagged it. I'm probably not going to bother because Channel 4 are not going to listen to any of us. They're going to label us all far right. They're going to be very, very proud of their little documentary they've made. And they're going to seriously irritate the country by running a lot of pieces on purportedly false allegations. Well, it doesn't really matter because we've got thousands of real ones. So spend some time on them. No, I'm Channel 4. I want to spend some time on the allegedly false one. Okay, fine. Yeah, you be you, Channel 4. You be you. Melanie, you sent in a very heart-moving piece about the government. I wanted you to know just that I'd read it. And that, I mean, obviously I agree. I think we all agree. I've made the constitutional point that this government does not have any right to last for another 4.5 years. I'm starting to think it won't. I'm really starting to think it will. I mean, at least I think that Keir Starmer will go. I don't know. How do you stay in this situation? How do you stay? And we'll owe an awful lot to Elon. We'll owe an awful lot. And we'll have to think about this because, you know, once we have rules, we must apply them both ways. But we will owe an awful lot to foreign interference in our democracy, which means when we come to think about foreign interference in our democracy, we should have a rule that applies fairly and equally to everybody on all sides. It's fair to say that the people who are currently banging on about Elon and crying through their teeth are crying crocodile tears because they all didn't care about Soros or any of the others. Charlotte Gill's done a brilliant breakdown of all of the foreign billionaires who interfered on their behalf, so they haven't got a leg to stand on. But as ever, it's not my job to mediate between two warring political clans. My job is to stand with the law. And we probably want to have a clear law, known in advance, applied equally to all, which we can enforce about foreign interference in democracy. Does this cross any line I could conceive us having? Don't think so. It's his personal opinion that he doesn't like Starmer. The problem is he's super popular. But every single time in a general election, particularly parties of the left will try and court celebrities entirely for this purpose, and then they'll get endorsements of them. You know, Patrick Stewart gave us his learned opinion on the ECHR, which is, you know, it was nice to learn some law from. I mean, look, I adore him as an actor, but again, once you meet these people, it becomes even easier to just not take them seriously. But and that's why none of you should take me seriously. I mean, I'm sure you don't, because I'm not terribly big, but never take me seriously just on the basis of who I am. Listen to words I say, apply them as an argument, think them through, work out whether I'm right or wrong. If I'm wrong, tell me why. Particularly put it in the comments, and then we can have a chat about it, or I can chat about it. I'd like to have more chats and things. I'm thinking about new content. So there's going to be all types of new content. I basically spend all my time. I've got enough now time to... The more paid subscribers I have, the more time I can put into this. So I do need even more paid subscribers. But I can justify more content. So I just need to think up more. I mean, I don't know whether I'll ever get to the levels of Maya Tusi, because he just puts his entire life into his channel. But he's very, very successful. But, you know, there's a relationship between the two. The more paid subscribers I have, the more content I'm going to be able to produce. And then I want to ask you questions about what you want to learn. The lore is massive. Which bits of it would be interesting, you know, and once they're up, if I can learn how to organize things properly, hopefully it becomes a sort of archive so that you can just suddenly decide, you know what, I want Stephen to teach me this and let's just explore this together. Yeah, there's going to be much more content coming forward. The last one is Jane. Can you discuss the reasons why rapists and murderers cannot be deported because of their right to a family life, while the families of the victims and the victims themselves have to face the attacks in the street? What about their rights? That's because the entire rights system has collapsed, Jane, because the court doesn't consider the victim's rights. It only considers the rights of the applicant, which is, as you have rightfully noted, stupid. It leads to these utterly perverse results. We need to get out of the ECHR and get rid of rights-based, this idea of rights-based legislation. It doesn't get us anywhere. It's not helping. It's clearly enraging people, and it's clearly stupid. If the law is reaching results which are clearly stupid, the fault is not the people who think it's stupid. The fault is with the law. And I think there will be huge pushes in the future to get us out of all of this rubbish. I'm going to probably start at some point going further. I think there is massive corruption inside. I'm not accusing the ECHR of anything, but we have a number of international courts, number of international agencies, number of international refugee bodies. We had a massive scandal with sex abuse in the NGOs. I think the money to build those Gaza tunnels came from us. Scandal. And I think, hopefully, if we're ever going to fix the world, we need to address all this stuff. But the old days of letting them just patronize us, threaten us with calling us racist, and tell us that everything's absolutely fine, and by the way, you can't change anything anyway, that's got to be over. Absolutely got to be over. I was thinking about this. I'll probably tweet it. But I was thinking, somebody needs to incredibly politely heckle Starmer on Monday. But you've got to be very careful, because obviously they'll try and arrest you. They'll try and say that you're being aggressive. So just do it in an incredibly, incredibly polite way. Somebody just sort of yells over through the railing, "Hello, old chap. Have you ever thought about retirement? You know, Barbados is looking lovely this time of year." You know, that type of thing, where they really, how could they land a blow? You know, it's like whenever I meet a police officer and I just say, "Hello, officer, how are you feeling? Good morning. How are you?" It's very difficult. Then there's no sort of, it's a defense mechanism that I think we could use to sort of mildly troll Starmer. I'm very worried about Monday. So I don't know if there'll be more content I do over the weekend. Got an article coming out tomorrow. I'll do some more content over the weekend, whether it's about Starmer or whether he even lives that long. Who knows? He could be gone by tonight. Thank you very much, everybody. Take care.